Few more tracks of the record. I'm Steve Scher.
I'm Marcy Silman. Researchers at the University of Washington are using human stem cells to regenerate damaged heart tissue. They tested recently the procedure on monkeys, and they hope to eventually try it on human beings. Dr. Chuck Murray's been leading these experiments. He's the co-director of the university's Institute for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine. I asked him about the goals of the research.
The disease we're interested in tackling first is patients who have had a heart attack or an acute myocardial infarction. And that's when a coronary artery gets blocked and some of the muscle that's downstream of that artery dies off, and people are prone to develop heart failure afterwards. And that's what we'd like to prevent.
How common is this?
It's really common. It's the most common cause of death in the United States and the most common cause of death worldwide.
So you are regenerating damaged heart tissue. Can you, in very basic terms, describe to me what you do exactly?
Sure. It's really pretty straightforward conceptually. What we do is work with a remarkable population of stem cells that can turn into any cell type in the body. There's a couple of different types that can do this, but the ones we're working with are human embryonic stem cells. And we've learned how to direct them to specialize or differentiate into cardiac muscle. So we can grow them up by the billions now because these cells are immortal. And we can then tell them to differentiate into cardiac muscle. So we get dishes and dishes full of beating human heart muscle. And then we take those heart muscle cells and we take them up off the dish, put them into a suspension, put them in a needle and syringe, and we inject them directly into the damaged region of the heart. And here we get a break from nature because these cells know what to do in this funny location. They self-organize into muscle tissue, connect with the host, and begin to beat in synchrony.
And I know that you've tried this in species all the way up to a type of monkey that it has been successful in. How much new tissue can you regenerate and make into heart muscle tissue in an animal like a monkey?
So far, you know, we're excited because we've been able to generate by far the most human heart muscle that anyone in the world has done. We're 10 times ahead of what the previous best was, and modestly, that was from our group as well. And what we, in practical terms, we've been able to generate a couple of grams of new heart muscle tissue, kind of like the size of the end of your thumb, for example. And so that is probably very significant for a heart the size of a monkey's. We'd have to do better still for a person, but I think with the technology we have in hand, there's no reason we can't scale up to a human patient.
So essentially, the idea is that you will regenerate this damaged tissue, make new good tissue, and insert it into a human heart, and that will fix it from a cardiac infarction?
That's the basic notion. It's really, once you have the beating cells in a dish, it's just a gardening project after that. You've got to get them to grow in the right soil and take residence like a good, happy heart muscle should.
What do you need to do to make that leap from an ape to a human?
Well, there are two main challenges that we've got to face. The first one is that even though this work was very encouraging in terms of the robustness of the findings, if you will, the animals went through a period where their heart rhythm wasn't stable. And we think that's because the cells we're putting in are too immature, and they get a little twitchy, and they may be fighting it out with the heart's natural pacemaker. And so we want to try to mature the cells a little bit further so that they don't have the notion of becoming a pacemaker as well as working heart muscle.
So that's the first
challenge.
Okay.
And once we get that sorted, I think we'll be scientifically ready to try this in patients. We'll have to go through additional safety studies for the Food and Drug Administration, that sort of thing. That's the biggest single challenge ahead of us.
So what kind of timeline are you looking at for actually testing this in human beings?
So we've hired some consultants because this is the first time I've ever gotten anything close to a human therapy. And our consultants tell us we're about 4 years from our first patient.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I've been beating my head on this for about 15 years so far, but it's nice to see it getting close. Things are really picking up.
I know that a lot of our listeners will have heard of stem cells as it applies to things like leukemia recovery or stem cell transplant. The process that we're looking at to regenerate a heart that's had damage from a heart attack, is that the same kind of massive procedure that a stem cell transplant would be?
It's the same kind of notion in principle. I mean, stem cells for leukemia and so forth, they're really about regenerating blood, right? They're the liquid tissue. And our notion is let's do the same kind of thing for solid tissue that people have been doing for the bone marrow for decades now. The biggest difference is that we won't have to put patients through the radiation and chemotherapy to knock out their own bone marrow. And so this should be much easier on the body.
So we're looking at being able to help the many, many people who have heart attacks in this society live with relatively repaired hearts.
That's the notion, Marcy. I mean, we in medicine have created this disease of heart failure. It used to not be nearly so common as it is now, but we've gotten really good at keeping patients alive when they are in the acute phase of a heart attack. It used to be so many people just dropped dead from it. Now we can get them in, we open up their arteries, we can get them through the acute phase of their illness, but they're left with a deficit in the wall of their heart. And so they go on to develop heart failure. And our hope is now we can take this problem and actually treat the root cause, which is they simply don't have enough muscle cells.
When you realized what kind of success you were having in regenerating this heart tissue and seeing how it worked on the monkeys, what was your reaction, the reaction of the folks that you work with in your lab?
It was so exciting and it was so gratifying to see that the truth is when you see this in a monkey's heart, something goes off in your mind and it says, we can do this. If we can do this in a monkey, we can do this in a human being. And that's really motivating.
Pretty cool. Dr. Chuck Murray is co-director of the University of Washington's Institute for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine. An article about the Institute's work regenerating monkey heart tissues in the latest issue of the journal Nature. It's The Record from KUOW.